Welcome back to M&B's podcast.
I'm the M for Mom.
And I'm the B for Ben. Today we're talking about what it's like to grow up and what you would want to be as in like a career when you grow up.
Do you know what I always used to say when I was your age, what I wanted to be when I grew up?
No, I don't.
I always said I wanted to be an author and an illustrator. I wanted to write books.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Uh-huh. I said that for a very long time. Yeah. How about you? What's the thing that you say to answer that question?
I usually like thinking of myself as a sports player, but really, it can be anything at my age. There's a lot of time to decide still.
For sure. I mean, yeah, you're good at a lot of stuff. You're awesome at creative projects like artsy things or Lego builds. You're really good at helping people and explaining things to people, teaching. You're nodding your head. You think you're good at that stuff?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. So you definitely have so many amazing options ahead of you. You know, the funny thing is that I thought I would be an author and illustrator, but the other thing I wanted to be is like, I didn't really care what I would be. I just wanted to be famous. So I used to think about being a star in a Disney show or being a newscaster where everybody would recognize my face on TV. I just like really wanted to be famous. I wonder why that was so important to me.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing a lot of kids feel that urge. They want to be remembered as a really famous person, like someone like Elvis or Taylor Swift or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think people want to be famous?
They usually like a lot of attention, maybe. Like, if you like fame and celebrity makes them feel a lot more wanted. They also might do it for money or things like that.
Yeah, I guess so. Huh. Well, I don't want that anymore. The older I get, the more under the radar I want to be less famous. It's kind of funny. So when do you think a person should know what they want to be for a career?
I mean, you should be working at a job maybe once you start high school.
Uh-huh.
You should get like some sort of mild job. And then as you get older, I mean, if you have enough money, you could even open a business of your own, for the record.
That's true. If you could ever open your own business, what do you think you'd want to do?
Maybe I'd make it like a sports store, like a sports convenience store, like Dick's.
That's cool.
Just maybe a little smaller.
Ben's. One letter shorter. Yeah, that's cool. I could see you making it fun. And Dick's is cool because now they have, like, the basketball hoop and the field and stuff attached to the store, you know? So
yeah.
Like a whole complex.
Maybe I make out, like, a little tryout system for different things, like all the balls and all that.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't until I was 22 or 23. No, 22. When I had a sense of what I wanted to do, that I wanted to work for a college or a university. And I did that for 10 years. And then I did something completely different. And I started working in ministry and administration and churches.
Yeah, she started at Gannon. Then she went to the diocese. And she went to Sacred Heart. And now she's at the Episcopal with Ben Soli as well.
That's true. Yeah, and I'm also working for a musician. So that's the other thing is, you know, sometimes people think you have to know what you want to be, but people change careers a lot in their lives.
Yeah.
That's more common than sticking with the same thing forever.
I mean, I probably won't stick with the same thing forever, too.
Yeah.
Like, eventually you're probably going to, even if it's your favorite thing in the whole world, eventually you're probably going to get bored of it at some point.
Yeah. Need to switch things up a little bit.
Uh-huh. Give yourself a different taste of something.
Mm-hmm. Even when I worked at Gannon, I had 4 different job titles over the course of 9 years. So I worked at the same place, but I was doing different kinds of work. So sometimes I think people put too much pressure on themselves to say they have to figure out what they want to be in high school or in college or...
Yeah.
Sometimes the more important thing is to figure out, like, who am I as a person? What's important to me? What do I care about?
What could I be good at?
Yeah. How can I make the world a better place?
Yeah. Those type of questions.
Yeah. I agree, Ben. I totally agree. I think if we start focusing on those questions, we might end up with people being happier and more fulfilled in how they spend their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pretty soon we'll be dropping podcast number 10.
Yep, and that will be the drop of the entire season.
I'm really looking forward to it with you, buddy.
Yeah, we've been keeping this podcast kind of private from our family. It's going to be announced pretty soon.
That's right. So we'll look forward to hopefully having y'all tune in again.
Yep.
Episode 10.
So, yeah, sometimes people also like jobs for money, like our aunt and uncle. They work for pretty expensive jobs that get them a lot of money, like the doctor and nursing.
Uh-huh.
They get pretty good money out of those jobs.
Yeah.
Some people do it for the money that they need. Other people do it for just so they have money. Some people do it because they love it.
That's true.
I mean, it's a win-win. If you love your job and you get money for it, it's a win-win.
Yes. And I think your aunt and uncle do love what they do. And, you know, that's part of it. So, yeah.
So, tune in next time. We'll see you next time on M&B's Podcast.